651 1320 WILS. So what's happening now in Yemen is we are intensifying a long-running campaign against al-Qaeda there. Over 30 airstrikes over the past 2 days. And, of course, we had that raid in January. Stephen Bucci with us, director of the Douglas and Sarah Allison Center for Foreign and National Security Policy at the Heritage Foundation. Stephen, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Well, thanks for having me on the show.
So al-Qaeda in Yemen, why are we focusing so much energy on them right now?
Well, the al-Qaeda branch there, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, or AQAP, as they're called sometimes, that was the group that was led by Anwar al-Awlaki, who we killed back a few years ago. Mm-hmm. But they're considered one of the most dangerous branches of al-Qaeda. They have the best bomb makers in the world. And they're a pretty substantial foe. So going after them, now that we have the intelligence to do it correctly, makes all the sense in the world.
Is it correct that they know how to make these sophisticated bombs that don't contain any metal at all that could be actually used on airliners?
That's right. The underwear bomber and the so-called toner cartridge bombs that were on a passenger plane but a cargo plane, those were all created by al-Qaeda LP or AP's bomb maker, and he's known as the best non-metallic bomb maker in the terrorist world.
Yeah. How'd they end up congregating in Yemen specifically? What's so special about Yemen?
Well, there's a lot of ungoverned spaces in Yemen. It's a pretty like Wild West kind of environment everywhere outside the capital city. Mm-hmm. So they have the opportunity to set up camp and operate there, do their training without being bothered by, local police and people like that. So it's like Afghanistan was for al-Qaeda Central back before 9/11.
Well, so all these airstrikes we're now laying down in Yemen, is that going to be enough, or do we need to do more of the raids like we saw in January?
I have a feeling you'll also see some other special ops-focused raids. Airstrikes alone are almost never sufficient. You can take out some of the people, but an airstrike, by definition, is never as surgical as we would like to think it is. They're still blowing things up, and that's right. Not exactly surgery. So sometimes it requires us to put some people on the ground to go in and either grab somebody, grab the intelligence, or hit a very specific target and not cause the collateral damage that you'll see almost every time with an airstrike.
Yeah, well, the raid in January was criticized. One Navy SEAL was killed, several other troopers injured. It damaged the U.S. aircraft that had to be destroyed. 24 Yemeni civilians also killed. Did something go wrong there?
The Pentagon is doing a full-up investigation, which seems warranted. But, we really can't have this impossible standard of no casualties. The only way you have no casualties is to do no operations. If you put these special operators on the ground, they're pretty good at avoiding casualties, and they're as good as you can get at avoiding collateral damage, i.e. civilian casualties, but they're not perfect. And if they get hit with a bullet, they still die. Yeah. So, was there a problem? I don't know. It turns out there were more bad guys there than I think the team anticipated. So maybe the intel was a little off. I'm reluctant to say there was a problem with it, given that we now seem to have gotten a ton of really lucrative intelligence that's what's behind these strikes in the last couple of days.
So why were we not taking this kind of an aggressive stance with al-Qaeda in Yemen under President Obama?
I'm usually the first one to criticize President Obama because I don't think he was aggressive enough. But there were raids in Yemen during the Obama administration. There were some specific drone strikes, and there were some very limited raids. But that one in January seemed to have gotten a lot of intelligence that these others did not get. So, the president makes the call as to how aggressive he wants to get with our military forces. President Obama didn't really like being terribly aggressive, but this that raid in January was in fact planned during the Obama administration. They just didn't have the right weather conditions. And when President Trump came in and the military said, hey, boss, these are the good conditions. We think we should do this. He reviewed it, apparently, and said yes.
Stephen Bucci with the Heritage Foundation. I should note this week the White House reported that the White House is considering giving the Pentagon more independent authority to conduct counterterrorism raids. Some are concerned about what that could mean, if it means the military might just go wild with this new power. What do you think that's going to lead to?
That's an absurd analysis of that. What that means is the military doesn't have to go all the way to the president for every operation. The president will give them specific commander's intent, specific parameters as to when they can go and when they can't, and then the military gets to operate based on those parameters.
Now, what does that mean in terms of operations versus what they've been dealing with before this?
It'll probably allow them to move more quickly and more agilely when they get intelligence that could be fleeting, like, hey, there's a guy at this intersection in this kind of car. We want to go after him. They don't have to spend a couple hours trying to track down the president and everybody else to get permission. But anybody who thinks the military is cavalier about that kind of stuff is crazy. The military is usually more cautious about putting our guys at risk than the civilian leadership usually is. So I think this is a good thing. The military leadership we have and the Pentagon leadership with Secretary Mattis are top-notch. They're as good as it gets. I think giving them a little more leeway with, giving them parameters first will work out very well and allow us hopefully to be even more effective.
Okay, so we're talking about drone strikes. They would just, what happens now before a drone strike? Does it have to go some out of the White House before they can execute? Is that what happens?
That's pretty much what's happening. Same thing with airstrikes in Syria. The president, President Obama, when he was in office, kept that authority up pretty high to himself and the people right around him. President Trump seems to trust Secretary Mattis and the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the commander of Central Command, and I think that's probably a good thing.
It's Stephen Bucci, director of the Douglas and Sarah Allison Center for Foreign and National Security at the Heritage Foundation. Stephen Bucci right here on WILS. Stephen, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
And that is it for us for the week. For Friday, Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. We'll be right back here on Monday, just a few days away at 6 p.m. as always. Good night.